So we continue this morning in Perek Gimel in Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal began in Perek Beis, the concept of the Midah of Zihirus, of introspection, of contemplation. So he continues in this idea in Perek Gimel. And here, what the beauty of the Ramchal's system, the beauty of his limud, is that he'll introduce the Midah, he'll introduce the concept, and then ultimately, again, he'll explain how to implement it. You know, a lot of times, the challenge we have in Mussar, really in growth in general, is we learn about incredibly powerful and important ideas, but then the implementation of those ideas is a bit obscured or difficult. The beauty of the Mesilas Yesharim is that he teaches us ultimately the concept, but also teaches us how to implement. So, Perek Gimel. Hinei rotz harotz lefakeh al atzmo. So now, after we've spoken about the need for zihirus, introspection, to think about the life I'm living, the person I am, the direction I'm going in, to make sure that I live life in a contemplative, thoughtful way. Shtayim hein hashkafos hatzrichos lo. Person has to have two levels of hashkafa. Two different aspects are of outlets. We're really going to see it's two parts, two chalokim, that form a comprehensive outlook on life. Ha'achos, sheyiz bonin mahu atov ha'amiti sheyivchar lo ba adam. So step number one, says the Ramchal, is a person has to identify what is the tov ha'amiti and what is the ra ha'amiti. This is an incredibly profound idea. What is the ultimate good in life and what is the ultimate ra? What's right? He says, "Mahu atova hamiti sheyiv charbo adam v'hara hamiti shanas imenu." You see, if I don't know, my goal, of course, is to get to the tov hamiti, to get to the ultimate good. But I can only get to the ultimate good if I know what that good is. If I don't know what tov hamiti is, if I don't know what is good, so then what am I struggling towards? Similarly, if chas v'shalom, I don't know what is ra, what is evil in this world, then I could inadvertently end up doing things which are wrong and inappropriate and never even realizing it because I simply lack a fundamental life definition. Therefore, says Ramchal, the first step in life is identifying what is the ultimate tov, what is good and what is ra. Now, this may sound easy, but at the end of the Ramchal explains it's actually quite complicated. Because what informs my sense of tov and what informs my sense of ra? Meaning, how do I arrive at that conclusion as to what is good and what is evil? Where do I get that from? So obviously, it only works if my definitions are informed from a Torah hashkafa. If my definitions of tov and ra come from somewhere outside of Torah, outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can understand how I could get myself into a whole mess of trouble. So step number one, says the Ramchal, is to identify for oneself what is the tov ha'amiti, what is the ultimate good, and therefore figure out a way to get closer to it, and what is the ra ha'amiti, the ultimate evil, the negative in life, and flee from that. Vashnia, that's the first aspect. The second part to this, says the Ramchal, is ala ma'asim asher hu oseh, the actions that I do. So the first step in acquiring the midah of zihirus, in acquiring this attribute of introspection and contemplation, is a cognitive step. The first step is cognition. And in that first step of cognition is identifying what is the ultimate good, what is the tofa amiti, what is the ra amiti. That's step number one. Step number two is an actional step. Vashnia, ala maisim asher hu osa, dir osim heim michlal hatov o michlal hara. Step number two is an actional step. And in the actional step, I look at my actions. The actions that I'm engaging in, are they things that bring me closer to the tov, to the good in life? Or are they things which chas v'shalom bring me closer to the ra? And then Ramchal goes on, he says, v'zeh b'shas ma'aseh v'shalom b'shas ma'aseh. This actional analysis applies both when I act and even when I'm not acting. What does this mean? B'shas ma'isa, shelo yaseh shum ma'isa me'bli sheyishkol osa b'mozne zos yediyo. When I'm about to act, there's pre-actional analysis. And the pre-actional analysis says, I'm about to do something. And before I do it, I have to ask myself a simple question. Will the performance of this action bring me closer to the Tov HaAmiti or the Ra HaAmiti? Will the performance of this action bring me one step closer to the ultimate good or Chas V'Shalom in a different direction? That's the pre-actional cognition, the pre-actional thought process that has to precede, says the Ramchal, every single thing we do in life. But the truth is there's actional cognition, what we'll call post-actional cognition. And post-actional cognition says, the post-actional thought process is, I look at what I've done. I look at what, after the fact, I look at what I've done. And when looking at what I've done, I ask myself a simple question. Did it work out well? Right? Was it something negative? And if it was something negative, then I have to figure out how not to do it again. Uma min hatov, and if it was good, how do I reinforce and continue to do it? V'imim sabah min hara, az yisponin v'yachkar b'sichlo iza tachbula yasa losra min hara hahu uli tarimenu. And if it turns out that that which I did was negative, what can I do in order to ensure that I don't make the same mistakes again? So the Ramchal points out something absolutely and incredibly amazing. The Ramchal explains that at the end of the day, there are these multiple levels of cognition. And in these multiple levels of cognition, well, I should say differently. There is what the Ramchal calls pre-actional cognition, cognition, the cognitive state, pre-actional cognition, and post-actional cognition. In the cognitive state, in the state of just pure cognition, a person has to think about what is the Tov HaAmiti, what is the Ra HaAmiti, what is the ultimate good, and what is the Ra. And therefore, again, that's, I have to set that. If I don't set that, and we're going to discuss, Ramchal is going to explain how exactly you arrive at that. How do you figure out what is the Tov HaAmiti, what's not the Tov HaAmiti, what's the Ra HaAmiti? We're going to discuss how we get there. But if you don't know what the finish line looks like, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know what the ultimate good is, you can never get there. And if you don't know what the ultimate ra is, then you don't know what to avoid. That's the cognitive state. Then we come to the actional state. And in the actional state, says Ramchal, there are two levels. Pre-actional analysis says that before I do anything in life, I have to ask myself a simple question. Now that I know that there's a Tov HaAmiti and a Ra HaAmiti, ultimately, will this action bring me closer to the Tov or Chas V'Shalom to the Ra? Will this action bring me closer to the ultimate good or will it Chas V'Shalom bring me closer to something different, something negative that I don't want to really be a part of? That's the pre-actional analysis. And then there's post-actional analysis. After I've committed the action, I ask myself, was this good or was it not so good? Because as we know, sometimes things that I thought would be good in the pre-actional analysis state turn out not to be so great. So after I go ahead and I act, I ask myself, so how did it go? Was this action something good and therefore should be reinforced? Or was this something negative and should therefore be avoided? And if it's negative and should be avoided, what type of life strategies can I employ to make sure that I don't fall into the clutches of those mistakes again? We'll stop over here for today and we'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with the furtherance of this discussion, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.